Saturday, September 12, 2020, 19:57:17.
Sorry, the fuck?
Hi, my name is Ian. I've been trying to locate my, all afternoon. I have not heard from him in 5 or 6 hours, and I'm a little worried about the situation. He was selling his vehicle today, and he was in the Cameron Village area, and I'm just curious as to the procedure that I would need to engage in to sort of let the police department know that he's, I don't know what the definition of missing is, but he would never go 6 or 7 hours without responding to me.
We can do two things here. The first thing we can do is, if you have his address, we can go ahead and do a check on welfare at his home. So an officer can go out to the home, attempt to make contact with him, see if his vehicle's there, see what, you know, if anyone's there, and then I can have the officer that's responding to it call you, and, you know, based on those results, you can then decide if you want to go ahead and report him missing.
Yeah, a buddy of mine who went to his house at about 3 o'clock and did not see his car. We did that. Now, if I need to do that officially before I file the report,
Yeah, because they're probably going to want to go out there and check anyway, so if we want, you can go ahead and do that, and then based on that, they can go ahead and file him that way.
Yep, I'll give you his information.
Okay.
His name is William Anderson Banks, and let me know when you're ready, and I'll give you his address.
Yeah, what's his address?
His address is Nur Lane, and Nur is spelled N as in Nancy, U as in Umbrella, R as in Rico. So it's Nur Lane, and it's Raleigh, North Carolina, 27606, and it's a townhome.
Okay. What's the number you're calling from?
I'm calling you from, and my name is...
Okay. And so you said he went to go meet someone in Cameron Village, say they stole his car, and no one's been able to... get up with him soon?
Yes, he was set to meet somebody, and he was going to sell his vehicle at 2 p.m. in the Cameron Village area at the K&W parking lot, and I can see on his text messages that he last checked his phone at 1:42 p.m., and so that would have been right before 2 o'clock, and so he has not looked at his phone since then. His battery's on, it's ringing, and all of that jazz, though.
And what's your phone number?
His number is...
Okay. And what kind of, so if he's selling a vehicle, did he have another one, or...
Yes, he had another, yeah, so he has a friend that lives in Cameron Village, and he had his car there, and he sort of swapped cars and was going to take his car to sell to the K&W parking lot, and he was going to walk back to his buddy's house where... his other vehicle was, his vehicle to, you know, leave. But that vehicle is still at his buddy's apartment complex.
Okay, so what kind of vehicle was he selling?
He was selling a Range Rover. It's a little older, probably 2013, 2014.
Okay. So after he sold that, he was going to walk back to his friend's house, apartment to get into his other vehicle?
Yeah. Yes. Well, technically, the apartment complex where his BMW was is his ex-girlfriend, and he was going to walk to his, he was going to take the Range Rover from that to his buddy's, which is, you know, just across the street, and then he was going to take the Range Rover from his buddy's to the K&W, which is, you know, 2 blocks.
So okay, do you know the friend's apartment address?
It's the apartment complex at the corner of St. Mary's and Wade. I cannot for the life of me.
Okay.
It's like a townhome.
Are you saying the corner of St. Mary's and Wade?
Yes. That's where his ex-girlfriend lives, and that's where his BMW is parked right now. And I could make a phone call and get the license tag on the BMW, but it's been there. We went. My other friend went to the BMW and put his ear on the glass when he called him to make sure his phone wasn't in the BMW, and he didn't hear anything, so we don't think the phone's in the BMW.
Oh, Okay, let me see. Okay, but you said a friend did go out around 3 p.m. to check on your home, and he wasn't there?
Correct. That was between 3 and 4 p.m. to my understanding.
Okay. I'll just make sure I'm getting off to all the information they have it when they go out there.
No, thank you. Yeah, I certainly appreciate it.
And are you local?
I am.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure I can let them know just in case they need you to come out for anything.
Absolutely, yeah. If they need me for anything, please go ahead and call.
Okay. Okay, sir. All right, since I'm going to head put this call in, I'm also going to go ahead and tell our responding officer to give you a phone call just so that way they can give you any updating information. Now, when they call, they'll either call off of a private or a blocked phone number, so just keep an eye open for that. But I'll go ahead and put that call in. If you happen to have any further information, if for any reason William is to make contact with you, just give us a call back, and we'll update our officers while they're on the way, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course, sir. You have